بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سيزا شعار بعد الله حضرت اختر حضرت مانا شاكي محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده The title is مرشد سے درخواست دعا ساقيا جامع الفت بلا دي ساقيا جامع الفت بلا دي
چین کی نیند مجھ جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک، جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک، اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے، اہل تقوا کرم سے بنا دے، اپنے خجل کو رسوا نہ کرنا، اس کے عیب کو یا رب چھپا دے، اس کے عیب کو یا رب چھپا دے، میری صلاح کی بھی دعا دے، میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے، اور گناہ کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى، اما بعد. This beautiful بیان of our honorable illustrious دادا شیخ عارف اللہ رومی وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ، who has just presented in a beautiful dua to teach us the object and purpose why Allah has sent us in this world, and Allah Ta'ala out of his kindness and mercy, in order that we don't get lost in this world, Allah has made all these beautiful arrangements for us, that Allah send the men of Allah Ta'ala to guide us. And Allah has commanded, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, be with the true righteous pious servants. And when you be with them, what should you gain from them? So Ya Hazrat is teaching us the object and purpose of this beautiful majalis of our honorable Shaykh, that is these khankas, what is the object of it? That a person come to the khanka, we should empty our hearts and get it filled with the nur that is in the heart of the Shaykh. Then a person will understand the object and purpose of life. So Hazrat explains, one is you have to make that effort to come. And that is also, we can't do it on our own, we have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when we come to the khanka, then what should we be doing here? What is our object? That Hazrat says, murshid se darkhas se dua. That one is, you come here with an empty heart, listen attentively, and beg your Shaykh to make dua also for you. That make dua, and what dua should Hazrat make for us, and what dua should we be begging Allah Ta'ala ourselves also, that Saqiya Jami Ulfat Pila De, Meri Islah Ki Bhi Dua De. That Hazrat has beautifully give the similitude of, today people are mad in intoxicants. And they think they're enjoying life, but they lost. They don't know whether they're coming or going. They don't know who's their wife and who's their mother. They are totally lost. So Hazrat says, come and drink from the real wine of the love of Allah. Then you'll come to your senses. And then you'll be really lost from this world, and your attention will be towards Akhirat. So like a person goes to a bar, and the barman that is pouring the wine, there he is lost himself, and the people are also lost. Here we are coming to those great mashayikh who Allah Ta'ala has filled their hearts with the love of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat has termed that these are the real people that will give you the real drink. And this is the saqiya, and this is referring to our Shaykh, that jami ulfat, that drink of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give me that drink. And that is what we really need. Today we are all lost with all, even in our drinking, all artificial things that we are drinking, we are getting lost. And this is what we have come here for. Allah has brought us here
that we should be begging Allah Ta'ala that give us the drink of the love of Allah. Today we are living in a time that kufr is like just an ordinary thing. And we hear the hadith over and over. You get up in the morning, you'll be a believer. Before you go to bed, you lose your iman. What words we are uttering, etc. Hazrat says, it's not that we just talk about this hadith. What is the solution? One is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the hadith has taught us, Badiru bil amali saliha. Hasten towards good deeds. Then all the fitnas can surround you, it won't affect you. And how to hasten towards good deeds? The easiest way Allah Ta'ala has made, just run to the company of the friends of Allah. And there you'll get this power and you'll get the strength now to leave all this entertainment and artificial things. No matter what the outward season will be, our season will be, now it's Rajab now. Now it's Ramadan coming. And this is why Allah has sent us here. So we beg Allah Ta'ala, first of all, and from our Shaykh to make dua for us also, that give us that drink of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And together with that, not that we just have an artificial dream that I got the love of Allah, may Islah ki bhi dua de. Make dua, and this is the object and purpose of this majlis, myself, I should make the niyat, all of us. I have come here for my Islah, my spiritual reformation. All the jealousy, malice, hatred, love of dunya, all that is got into the crevices of my heart. Hazrat, please scrape it out for me. And how this will come, Mere Mawla say, Mujhko mila de, aur gunaho ko mujhse chura de. So how to get this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Allah has sent us here to become the friends of Allah. And this is to become the friend of Allah, become the friend of the friend of Allah. Then automatically you'll become the friend of Allah. So Allah, you have brought us here to your friend. So we beg Allah and we beg Hazrat to join us to Allah Ta'ala. Teach us how to get connected to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the easiest way to get connected to Allah Ta'ala, that take me away from all my sins. That the sins is the only blockage between us and Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is there for us, but we block the road ourselves from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat, teach us how to just get rid of the sins, and not just get rid, as Hazrat explained. One is to leave sin. When you come in a company of the friend of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, naturally you come with an open heart. That encouragement will come in your heart. Now I must change my life. How terrible it is. And then not only sin, guna chhodna aasan nahi hoga, that mujhko nafrat ho bahar maafiyat se. Rooh ko meri aisi dawa de. Give me such a medicine of Allah. Give me, and today we all want ta'weez, or we all, the things that just happens with ta'weez. No, Allah has given us walhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha. To have inclination towards sin, we shouldn't be scared about it. That is the power and that is the fuel to get connected to Allah. So when that inclination comes, now you get this power from your share of taqwa, that Allah is with me. Allah is looking at me. If a two-year-old boy, your two-year-old son is with you, and you won't go and commit sin in front of you. So we're not thinking of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Just think Allah is with me automatically. Not you'll just leave sin, you'll have hatred for sin. How can I do that? And this is what Hazrat says, not just to leave out sin, but to have hatred. More than we have hatred of loving, of a person, mad person, rubbing stool and urine on his body. Worse than that is sin. So Allah Ta'ala, make me, all of us, realize that Allah has brought us here to get this connection. And then, obviously, we are not farishtas, and the test is going to be till life. You can become a great sheikh also. All the time the test will come. Inclination for sin will come in different ways, according to different levels of a person. So Hazrat says, Ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka, hu na mahloob himmat khudaadi. Oh Allah, through the barakat of the majlis of my shaykh, let me listen attentively, let me take it into my heart, let me retain it, let me practice on it, and let me pass it on to others. And so give me such courage that comes into my life and into my heart, that all the time, every now and then, the demand and the desire for sin will come. I mustn't be overpowered. And today we can be overpowered in a split moment. So we should have never ever think that I am okay. I am a big wali of Allah. All the time we are in need of the dua. And all the time we are in need of the company of the Ayatullah. Tell more. And then Hazrat explains to keep this condition and to go higher and higher. Apne aah, sahar mein yeh kehna, eh khuda apni kamil rizaan. What is the object and purpose of this connection with Allah? That Allah is complete, perfect happiness. That Allah is happy with us. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ So at the time of Sahri, Allah wakes us up and we beg our Shaykh also at that time when he gets up, that make us dua, that Allah grant me, all of us, his complete, perfect rida. And that is the greatest thing that we have to be working for. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ The pleasure of Allah is the greatest thing. And a Buzurg says, Oh Allah, that moment when you are very happy with me, let Malakul Maut take my ruh at that time. So Allah Ta'ala give us, and that we have to love that way of life. Allah has given us this Mubarak occasion. In this season here, we can't make enough shukr. So we have to take from the heart of our share. And then Hazrat explains, Chain ki neen mujhko sula de, khwab-e ghaflat se mujhko jaga de. That today people taking sleeping tablets, they still can't sleep. Hazrat is saying, Ya Allah, make dua, and oh our Shaykh, make dua for us, that Allah gives us a peaceful sleep. And you'll only get peaceful sleep when you stay away from sin. It's the sin that puts you into depression, nothing else. And the solution is no psychiatrist, it's no tablet, the solution is istighfar, the solution is tawbah, the solution is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise today, all of us, we're living in a dream world, fantasy world. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, An-nasu niyamun fa'iza matu intabaw. People are living in a dream world. Either I'm dreaming, I'm a big buzurg also. Or today what all fantasies we are dreaming. This, I must go for this holiday. That is all a dream. It shouldn't be that when Malakul Maut come, we wake up. So Hazrat, wake me up now. Give me that lesson that I wake up and shake up. And realize that I must turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one is we try and make an effort, we weep. But beg Allah Ta'ala for this, just say, Musku eh mere malik, ehle taqwa karam se banali. One is we try and make an effort, and we should be making, and begging Allah Ta'ala to accept and help us. But one is, Allah yajtabi may yasha, wa yahdi ilayhi may yuneeb. That person who wants to get Allah Ta'ala, Allah just pulls him. And we find many such great pious and saintly people, that from where Allah Ta'ala pulled them out of the doldrums, of sun and how what great personalities they became. So we beg Allah Ta'ala through the barakat of the majlis of our share that Allah just make us just like that magnet, pull us towards you and make us among the people of taqwa. That all the time my concern is just two, that Allah must not be unhappy with me. And Allah Ta'ala must take me in such a way that Allah is happy with me, with complete perfect iman. And together with that, reality will only come out on the day of Qiyamah. And this worry we should have every moment that Hazrat is teaching us here. Apne akhtar ko ruswa na karna. Uske aibo ko ya Rab chupa de. That oh Allah, our Dada Shaykh, and for myself and all of us, that oh Allah, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, don't disgrace us. When Ibrahim alayhi salam, the wali of Allah is saying, the friend of Allah, Rabbi la tuhzini yawma yubasu. Where do we stand? But Allah's mercy and kindness, when Allah brings us here, continuously coming, we take the medicine and we try and act, then Allah is kind. Hazrat taught us one muraqabah you make when you get up in the morning. Ya sattarul uyub. Oh Allah, you covered all my faults. See, I was thinking, etc. And why you covered it? Ya ghaffarul zunub. Because you want to forgive me. So how you covered me in the world, tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, don't expose our evils and our wrongs. And cover us, and out of your mercy, enter us amongst your pious servants.